Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. In the first half hour today, I will speak with Simone Gullivan from Townshippers Association. January is Mentorship Month, and Simone is in charge of the Bilingual Mentorship Program, and she will explain what the program is about, who is the program for, and how can people get involved. I will also have some community announcements in the first half hour. And in the second half hour today, I will speak with Katie Stoneburner. Katie is the new editor at the Township Sun, our local magazine here in the townships. And I will also have some health news in the second part of the show. And as always, we will have some music in the show. So let's get started with a song called Unwritten, and it's by Natasha Bedingfield.
Beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you, open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin.
Feel
Today we're talking about a program that's building confidence, opening doors, and helping people feel more at home in both official languages. This mentorship program connects English-speaking mentees with French-speaking mentors, giving participants a chance to practice French in a supportive, real-life setting rather than a classroom. The goal is to build fluency, confidence, and stronger connections within our community. Joining me today is the person in charge of this mentorship program, Simone Gullivan from Townshippers Association. She works closely with both mentors and mentees to make sure those conversations turn into real progress. CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon-Teasdale, and I'm very pleased to welcome Simone Gullivan to the Townships at 12. Welcome, Simone.
Thanks so much for having me again.
She works at Townshippers, and today we're going to be talking about the Bilingual Mentorship Program. January is Mentorship Month.
Absolutely, you're right.
Okay, so for listeners who may not know about it yet, what is the Bilingual Mentorship Program, and why was it created?
Yeah, so Bilingual is our linguistic mentorship program that we have here at Townshippers Association. And it was started, this is actually our eighth cohort. So it was started, I want to say 2018, 2019, as a pilot project. And it originally was called the Inclusive Mentorship Initiative. And so we just switched the name to Bilingual this past year. And but essentially it was created because there was a need to really answer the question of youth employability in the region when it came to English speakers. We were noticing a big exodus of English speakers from the region after they graduated from high school to go to universities in other provinces or other countries, and ultimately work in other countries or other provinces. So we wanted to kind of bridge that gap and offer a program that would allow them to practice their French language, essentially, so that they had a better chance of staying in the region and were hopefully able to integrate into the workforce here in the Eastern Township. So that's really where it was born out of, but it's kind of grown, it's changed over the years, but essentially this year, Bilingual, it's a linguistic mentorship program that pairs French professionals with English-speaking students or young professionals to help them increase their confidence when speaking French.
What kind of people should consider signing up as mentees?
Well, anyone and everyone, I would say. The more the merrier. But really, when we talk about mentors and mentees, it's really, for the moment, we've been looking towards more students, but we do have quite a number of young professionals or professionals who are in the region and would like to improve their level of French and practice their French. So really anyone who is interested in increasing their level of confidence in French, we would like to encourage to join.
Okay, is there an age limit for this?
So there isn't an age limit. I would say we do tend to try and have participants who are over the age of 18. So it is for adults, which is why a lot of our participants come from the local universities, LVTC, Champlain, BU. But then we also have young workers or workers, again, from BU, from UDS, from all over the region, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, what role do mentors play in the program, and what makes a good Bilingual mentor?
Oh, well, mentors are really the heart and soul of the program. We can't run this program without our mentors. So yeah, they are fantastic. They're amazing at what they do. And really what we're looking for in a mentor and a good mentor is for them to be able to encourage our mentees to speak without fear, without judgment. We want them to create a safe space for them to be able to practice their French without feeling judged, really. That's kind of the basis of it, is having a warm presence that makes the person who's practicing their language, because it's a very vulnerable thing to do, to speak in a second or third sometimes language, and to give them that safe space to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. Now, how does the mentorship actually work? What happens when a mentor and a mentee are matched?
Yeah, so, well, essentially how it works is if you're interested in the program, you will sign up via our website. So townshippers.org/bilingo, B-I-L-I-N-G-O. And And once you filled out the survey, there's a survey for a mentee and a survey for a mentor with your availability, with your meeting preference, whether that's in line or in person, and your education background, what you're working on currently, what your profession is, all those good things. And then from that information, we will create essentially cards. And this year, actually hand wrote everyone's preferences out so that we could match them manually, really. We don't have a tech system. We're not doing it on Excel or anything. We're actually looking at each person who signs up and trying to match them the best as possible based on availability, based on their preferences for meeting, but also based on their background. So whether they are perhaps a professional in the HR industry, and we have a student who is studying to go into HR. Well, we see that that's like an applicable match, and that would be good. They'd have conversations that they can have around that topic. So we'll try and match them.
Okay, that is interesting. Now, improving French, it's such an important piece for English speaking students and professionals in health and social services, especially here in the townships. Could you elaborate on this a bit?
Yeah, well, you know, I say it all the time. Having a second language is really a richness. It's so valuable, and being able to speak French and to communicate in French can only make your life better and can only allow you to enjoy so much of what makes the township special. So I encourage that both ways. You know, if you're a Francophone and you don't speak English, encourage you to speak English, because there's such wonderful, beautiful things happening in the English-speaking community here that you're missing out on if you don't have that language, and vice versa for the English-speaking community in French.
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes Bilingo different from a traditional French class?
So I love this question. It is not a French class. So if you are looking for structure, if you're looking for vocabulary worksheets, if you're looking for grades, you're not going to find it at Bilingo. Bilingo is really meant as a complement to a French course. So it's an opportunity for you to practice. It's an opportunity for you to have real conversation with someone and in a supportive way. And of course, your mentor can correct you on a few things, possibly give you things to work on. But at the end of the day, it's not a class. They're not going to reprimand you. They're not going to give you a grade. There's no red pen in Bilingo.
Okay, good to know. Now, can you share a success story or an example of how the program has helped someone gain confidence or move forward in their career?
Well, this is my first cohort with Bilingo. So I'm excited to see the success stories that come out this year at the end of the year. We're almost at the end of this cohort. It'll be at the end of February. But I had the chance to read through some testimonials that they have gotten in previous years. And something that came up all the time in every single cohort that was given is that people felt safe and they felt like they could speak French with their accent and not be afraid. And that's something to me that I actually take really close to heart as well, because even though I speak French, my accent has changed over the years, and it's something that is very vulnerable and can make you feel like an outsider sometimes. But having an accent is beautiful because it means that you're speaking a language other than your own. So it's something to be proud of. And so reading those testimonials of people saying that they felt comfortable and confident speaking in French and that their accent wasn't going to be judged, that I feel is a success.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, what kind of commitment is required from participants, and how flexible is the program for busy schedules?
Well, so the program typically runs from October until the end of February, and it includes a few in-person checkpoints. So we have an orientation at the beginning of the cohort. We have a midway checkpoint, which is kind of like a hurrah before the holidays. And then we have an end of cohort celebration. So those are our in-person sessions, and then we'll have other virtual or in-person events that we'll invite our cohort to. But we really encourage pairs to meet at least once a week for an hour. So that's really, to be in the program, we really encourage that level of involvement, because that's how you're going to really benefit from this type of program, is having those regular conversations with your mentor. So yes, sometimes life gets in the way and you can't do that 1 hour a week, but as long as you're really keeping that as your baseline, and you know, maybe sometimes you do 2 hours and then the next week you don't meet, that's okay, but we just want to make sure that that's our baseline, is 1 hour per week.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Now, how does this program help strengthen the local community as a whole?
Well, we like to look at ourselves at Townshippers Association as a bridge between communities. At the end of the day, we're one big community here in the Eastern Townships, and so this really bridges the Francophone community with the English-speaking community and gives them a place to connect and to get to know each other and to talk. And it's such a beautiful thing, really seeing the events that we've had in person. It's giving the French community, for example, we had our event for the holidays at the Lion, and it gave our mentors the opportunity to discover, I'd like to say it's a pretty pretty foundational business in our community here in Lennoxville and in the English community. So some of them had never been to the Lion. So this gave them the opportunity to be introduced to it and to see a space that is typically English speaking. So, you know, it's those moments, it's those connections that we're trying to make happen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely opens up people's worlds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, if somebody is interested in becoming a mentor or a mentee, how can they get involved and where can they find more information?
So they can head to our website, and that is townshippers.org/bilingo, B-I-L-I-N-G-O. And that kind of makes me want to break out into song, B-I-N-G-O. makes it easier to remember. And on that webpage, they'll be able to find my contact information. So Simone Golovin, and you can email me at sgolovin@townshippers.org. So sgolovin@townshippers.org. And right now, as we finish up the cohort, you know, we might have people who are interested in joining the next cohort or have questions about the program. So please feel free to reach out. While we won't be having a cohort over the summer, it's great if you have interest, and I'll definitely do my best to reach out to and answer any questions that you have.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Simone?
Well, at the beginning of the interview, you mentioned that it is Mentorship Month. So, yes, January is Mentorship Month. And so I just wanted to encourage people, if they are interested in finding out more about mentorship, to mentorcanada.org is a great website. And there's also Mentorat Québec. So those are two websites that are interesting for you to look at that kind of explain more about Mentorship Month. And I actually wanted to shout out another organization who I think does great work, and that is the SANC. So the Service aux Néo-Canadiens here in Sherbrooke. So they have a volunteer program where they will pair volunteers with newcomers to Canada to help really introduce them and integrate them to the region and to Canada. So, you know, whether you are interested in participating in a program like Bilingo, or you are interested in participating in a program like they have at the SANC, I encourage everyone to pursue mentorship.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. Okay. We've been talking with Simone Golovin today. She's from Townshippers Association, and we've been talking about the Bilingo Mentorship Program. So thanks very much, Simone, and all the best.
Thanks so much, Maureen. Always a pleasure.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The next meeting of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will be held on Wednesday, January 28th, 7 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in Lennoxville. Everyone is invited to attend. This presentation will be given by Gary McCormick, a longtime member of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he will talk about the birds of northern Colombia, from the Caribbean to the Sierra Nevada to Santa Marta. Again, that is on Wednesday, January 28th, 7 p.m. At the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in Lenoxville, everybody is invited to come for the presentation. And if you're interested in joining the club, that is a great time and place to find out more. The Township's Young Voices Competition is open until January 31st, 2026. 20 prizes totaling $3,000 are available to be won. People ages 11 to 29 who reside in the Eastern Townships can enter their work in the categories of art, photography, poetry, fiction, and nonfiction writing. Winning pieces will be published in a special 2026 issue of the Township Sun magazine. For more details, visit townshipsun.ca/townships-young-voices or email townshipsyoungvoices@gmail.com. Coming up at the Hut, there's some activities in January. January 31st, A Dance with Slightly Haggard starts at 8 p.m. Again, you must be 18 years and over, and there is a charge. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District, will be holding their next meeting on February 9th starting at 1:30 p.m. The meeting will be held at Hope Community Church, located at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville, basement entrance. Doors open at 1 p.m. The public is invited to attend. The speaker will be Mary Perkey, and the topic will be the MaySot Education Project, 21 Years of Partnership and Youth Engagement. Mary Perkey, MSEP founder and coordinator, will show some pictures and provide an overview of what MSEP does, its mandate, and underlying philosophy. Three accompanying student volunteers with the project, Mary Evans and Meka Balan from Bishop's University, and Annabelle Villeneuve from Champlain, will each say something about their experience in MaySot and about how they see the impact and value of the project. They will also be happy to respond to questions. Mental Health S3, free online workshops in English. Wednesday, February 4th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Suicide Prevention, Understanding Risk, Building Safety. With Risha Dave, Certified Trauma Integration Therapist, Registered Psychotherapist, Canadian Certified Counselor. Whether you are supporting someone else or simply want to better understand how to show up with care, this webinar offers practical knowledge, reflection, and hope. You can register by calling Mental Health S3 819-565-3777 or visit their website. Mental Health S3 offers an online workshop free in English, Wednesday, February 18, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. with Vanessa Salvatore, educator at Champlain College and certified integrative body psychotherapy practitioner. Anger often moves fast, rushing in, taking over, and pulling us away from what's actually happening in the present moment. This workshop invites participants to explore anger not as something to suppress or fear, but as an essential and informative human response. The workshops are free. They're held online via Zoom and offered in English. To find out some more information or to register, contact Mental Health S3 819-565-3777 or visit their website. The Hugs campaign, sponsored by Mental Health S3, is on until March. They accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment. Mail a check or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777. And the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Simone Golovin from Townshipers Association, for telling us all about the Bilingual Mentorship Program. Don't forget, January is Mentorship Month. For more information, visit the Townshippers website. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the show. And in part two today, I will be speaking with Katie Stoneburner, who is the new editor of the Township Sun. I will close the first part of today's show with a song called Across the Universe, and it's by the Beatles. So please stay tuned.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Across the universe.